Perfect engine, J-A-N-J-E-I, dictating an outpatient follow-up. Patient's name is Jay Gruner, G-R-U-N-E-R, first name J-A-Y, date of birth 08-23-1935, date of evaluation is 10-14-2013. New paragraph, the patient presented for F/U period since my original evaluation on 04-02-2013, comma, he has been participating in, he underwent surgical decompression of the L3 nerve root period. He reports a major improvement of his leg pain, right leg pain period. He continues to have residual LBP period. Prior to surgery, comma, he was essentially wheelchair bound period. He denies any numbness, comma, paresthesias or muscle weakness period. He has had no nocturnal discomfort and awakening period. New paragraph, past medical history, comma, social history, comma, family history, and allergies are otherwise unchanged and recorded in the chart period. New paragraph, review of systems, the review of cardiac, comma, pulmonary, comma, gastrointestinal and urologic systems. Remain negative period. New paragraph on physical exam, affects were appropriate period. Gait analysis was unremarkable period. DTR apostrophe S were symmetrical period. Long tract signs were negative bilaterally period. Lumbar flexion was essentially normal with no radicular symptoms reported period. Extension and lateral bending were limited by at least 50% with loading the lower lumbar facet joints resulting in ipsilateral pain bilaterally period. No motor weakness was detected in the L2 to S1 myotome period. No coordination deficits were present period. No clinical evidence of SI joint dysfunction or piriformis syndrome was detected period. Both hips and knees had FROM period. New paragraph. Impression, I am quite pleased with the patient's progress period. His L3 radiculopathy has resolved. His right L3 radiculopathy has resolved period. He has paralumbar soft tissue strain post-surgically with a component of facet syndrome period. New paragraph, comments and recommendations. Number one, I have discussed my impression and the logic behind the treatment number of the patient at length. Number two, anatomy and kinesiology of the spine was reviewed. Number three, I personally instructed the patient to start a comprehensive home rehab program for dynamic stabilization of the spine. Number four, issues regarding ergonomics and the concept of relative rest was discussed at length and emphasized. Next number, I have reviewed the patient's medical records and imaging studies, period. All questions were answered to his satisfaction, period, until rehabilitation takes effect. He may rely on 400 milligrams of ibuprofen, Q8 hours, PRN for pain, period. Next number, follow-up in 6 weeks or PRN. End of dictation. Thank you.